Martin said that you had been in the walkthrough on Tuesday, I guess it was, and he had to go over and pull you out because you wanted to be in there.
Yeah, you know, he and Sly, they're very strict, you know, but sometimes I can kind of do what I want and try to hop in there, but this one, you know, they wouldn't let me, so, I mean, he physically pulled me out, so I had to get out of there. I didn't want to cause a scene and, you know, wrestle him or anything, so, yeah, he won that battle.
With what you guys established last year in the ground game and the way the big play developed, and now the pieces that you've had, how much more dynamic can your attack be?
Obviously, you know, with our running back core and Adam Flew, hopefully, and just the receivers. You know, I think, you know, we got a guy, two young guys who are playing well at a high level. Obviously, Delaney's been a vocal point in this offense for quite some time. I think if we can just, you know, be more crisp and keep the ball in our favor and not turn it over, I think, you know, there's no telling what we can do. And obviously, backfield, you want to start by running the ball and starts the offensive line, and you know those guys are great. You know, as far as working and being on the same page. So I think for us, we got a great recipe that we like, and you know we're going to try to use it to our advantage.
You had that 8-week stretch where you averaged 32 points a game. Can that be what this team is for the season?
Hopefully more. You know, I think the sky's the limit. Like I said, it's all about us, you know, controlling the game and protecting the ball. You know, when the ball is in our favor, you know, we got a lot of weapons offensively that, you know, it's going to be hard to double team just Delaney now and Richard. So I think it's going to be a really good system. And all, hopefully, you know, everyone stays healthy and we just continue to buy into the system and what our coaches are preaching.
What do you do between now and camp to kind of make sure you're peaking and ready to go?
I just take a couple of days off with your family. Obviously, you know, when the season starts, it's going to be a lot less time you get to spend with them. But for me, I've always kind of just took a couple of days off and just got right back into it.
You looking forward, no one looks forward to the grind of camp, but looking forward to seeing what this team does once you do get back to camp?
I do. I mean, obviously, you know, whenever you're gone, I hate to be gone. Obviously, you want to rest your body, but it's definitely hard for me just to be gone for that long. I like to stick around here and be around the guys that know my body and work out with, you know, our guys if we can. I know a lot of people will be gone, but, you know, I think we got a great group of guys, great veteran guys who will come in shape. And but, you know, when the time is right, you just got to stay patient. You know, you'll have more than enough time in training camp and during the season to get the job done, work out, and do those things. But, you know, it's going to be fun once we come back with the pads and whatnot.
I wonder if you like the culture coming in here last year. How do you like it year two with some of the new guys that have come in throughout the offseason?
I think it's great. I think, you know, Mike and John, I think they've done a great job at, you know, picking players who match, you know, the guys in this locker room and match what they want to do. And it's easy to come to work here, and obviously with the guys in this locker room and with Mike and our position coaches, you know, it's a fun environment, but at the same time, we know that, you know, it's a bottom-line business. It's about winning, about working hard and being the best. So I think every day we come in with a great attitude and ready to work, whether it's in the weight room or on the field. I think guys buy into that very well.
How much easier is it to show the way this year, having the experience of being here with this, knowing what the coach's messages are?
Yeah, you know, there's not a lot of talking that, you know, comes out of my mouth. You know, I just kind of do it, you know, by just how I work and just how you handle yourself. And I think, well, there's guys who are more vocal than me, and I let them do that. And, you know, so, you know, for me, I think, you know, Mike does a great job at explaining and letting us know, hey, you know, this is what winning teams do. This is what we did when we won games last year, and this is what we didn't do when we lost. And I think guys are smart enough in this locker room to understand that there's a play here or two that, you know, we didn't capitalize on because we weren't focused enough, or you don't know when that play will be. So I think for us to hone in on certain plays, but it's better to hone in on every single play. Like I said, you never know when they will be. So I think, you know, they relay the message pretty well, and I think how we work, you know, I think is important to guys.
How critical are OTA's voluntary workouts in terms of setting the stage for what you guys are accomplishing this week?
I think it's very important. Like I said, whenever you get a chance to compete and learn the system and be around this group of guys, it's great. You know, this is where you build the foundation of your team from an individual standpoint and a collective standpoint, to work with the strength coaches, gain your strength, speed, all that, obviously in phase one and two. But now in this system, you know, I've been here for the second year, so it's a lot easier for me to learn and know what you know, what the receivers are doing on certain plays, offensive line, tight end. So it's great.
I was going to ask if it was more important for a new guy entering a system, whether a veteran like you last year or a rookie, to participate in that versus a longtime vet like, say, Delaney?
I think it's important for everybody, no matter how many years you got. Coaches, players, rookies, vets, I think it's important for you to be here.
Does this truly set the stage for training camp?
Does the OTA set this?
Does the OTA is mandatory mini camp? Does this, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, this is a training camp system I think that we're in, if I'm not mistaken, but... you know, obviously, you don't have pads on, but I mean, this is what gets you ready for training camp.